Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
It's the amazing Rico Bronya Podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
It is indeed Rico Bronya. Welcome into episode number 575 of the Rico Bronya. This is an episode we have talked a lot about, but haven't done yet. And that is a really deep dive into every single one of Juan Soto's home runs from 2025. This is something we did last year with Pete Alonso. In fact, we did it twice in the middle of the 2024 season. There was certainly a lot of criticism on Pete that his home runs weren't significant. They weren't important. They weren't impactful. And so in the middle of the 2024 season, we did a deep dive where we went through every one of Pete Alonso's home runs and rated it as either crap, middle of the road, or clutch. We then did it at the end of the season as well to really determine what kind of year Pete Alonso had. Now, I want to make this clear. This is not a perfect system. Okay. There is no perfect system. And obviously there are aspects of Juan Soto's games besides the 43 home runs he hit, but it's a little game we play here at the Rico Bronya where we go through every home run, we determine its impact, and then have a nice conversation on how impactful his home runs were. Now, the great thing about Juan Soto is that his season and his offense is not strictly home runs, But unfortunately, we don't have the bandwidth or the time to go through every single runner in scoring position at bat he had in the 2025 season. Though that is something that maybe we should do. Maybe that's kind of a goal for 2026, that during the offseason, we pick a player and literally go through every one of their clutch at-bats. But in terms of home runs, we will do that. Now, before we compare to Pete Alonso's 2024 and dive into Juan Soto's 2025, let us just go over real quick his overall numbers from 2025, because they were very, very good. A batting average of .263, which is a little bit below his career average. His career average is .282. An on-base percentage of .396, which led the league for the third time in his career. But believe it or not, as good as .396 is as an on-base, it was actually below his career average, which is .417. His slugging was right around his career average. This year it was .525. His career was .531. And he finished with an OPS of .921, also below his career average. So it shows you, I guess, what kind of hitter this man is, that those numbers, .263, .396, .525, and .921, they're all really good. They're all below his career numbers. He ended up hitting up 43 home runs, which did turn out to be a career high. He drove in 105 runs, which is right around his .162 average of .103. And he ended up finishing with a WAR of 6.2, which is the third highest in his career. The highest he had ever had was 7.9 last year with the Yankees, and his highest before that was in 2021, where he actually led the league with a 7.3. This year, 6.2. Third highest WAR of his career. Defensively, I think we finally got a chance to watch him every single day. I would say that even though his defensive metrics will tell you he is an abomination in right field, I never felt he was an abomination. I thought he was slightly below average. That's how I would define him. We didn't really get to see his arm as much as we saw it last year with the New York Yankees. There were certainly a couple of plays that jump out at you. A couple of plays where you say, well, you've got to make that play. But overall, I think defensively, he was pretty much what we thought, which is he's not a Gold Glover. The fact that he was a finalist for a Gold Glove a couple of years ago is really surprising. The other aspect of his game that needs to be brought up is the stolen bases, because that's the one real outlier from his major league career. I mean, all of his other numbers, even if they're down a little bit from his career averages, they're really good, and they're not that far off. The stolen base thing was completely out of whack. Real quick, here are his stolen base numbers throughout his major league career. 5, 12, 6, 9, 6, 6, 12, 7, and then this year, 38. In fact, just to put in perspective how ridiculous that is, he has 95 career stolen bases, which means he came into this season with 47 career stolen bases. So he almost matched his career total this season. I don't necessarily think that that number is something that's sustainable. I think a lot of his stolen bases, especially early on, almost caught everybody by surprise. And Keith Hernandez would bemoan this all the time. You have to think there's going to be a scouting report on Juan Soto getting huge jumps on you and stealing second and third base. So I think that 38 is probably going to remain a career high. But even if that number is 20 or 25 or even 17, that's still a great improvement over the rest of his career. So you hear these numbers. This was a very good offensive season. I think if I came to you guys before the year started and repeated all of these numbers and said, this is going to be 2025, I think everybody would say, pretty good. Not too bad. But as we know, it's the impact you make. In 2024, Pete Alonso hit 34 home runs during the regular season. So obviously a little bit less than Juan, who ended up at 43, 9 less home runs. And when we went through clutch, middle of the road, crap, and obviously not a perfect science, some will accuse me of being biased. That's okay. Here is what it ended up breaking down as for Pete Alonso. Of the 34 home runs, 7 of them qualified as crap home runs. 9 of them qualified as middle of the road home runs. And believe it or not, 18 of his home runs qualified as clutch home runs. But I want this to be clear before we begin this project. And this is a disagreement that I'm sure a lot of people have in the audience. That's totally fine. I look at first inning home runs that set the tone for a game. I look at them as clutch. And when we went through Alonso in 2024, we noticed a lot of first inning home runs. And to some, that isn't clutch. To some, it's like, well, no, it's got to be in the seventh inning. It's got to be in the eighth inning. I don't agree with that. And so I think when you hear that Pete Alonso had more than 50% of his home runs be rated as clutch by Rico Brogna, not the actual Rico Brogna, the podcast Rico Brogna, you may think, well, that doesn't fit my eye test because I watched him and I didn't think Pete had the most impactful season in 2024. But that is a big debate that we had a year ago, and you're going to hear it again when we talk about Juan Soto. So, Hoff, I forgot what side of the coin you are on this. If a guy hits a first inning home run to give your team a 1-0 lead, is that a clutch home run?
I give it a clutch. I do. I feel like like you said, it sets the tone. It makes an impact. So I have to. There's going to be situations where we're going to sit there and pull teeth. And if you already know the outcome of the game, you're going to look back and probably change your mind. But if I'm starting a game and I don't know the outcome, I'm saying it's clutch.
Well, I'm going to give the outcome. Okay, so when we go through this, I'm going to tell you the date. I'm going to tell you the opponent. I'm going to tell you what the final score turned out to be and what Juan Soto did. And fair or not, that's how we're going to play this game. So it's going to be a little bit longer than the Pete Alonso one because Pete only hit 34 home runs, though he did add the postseason home runs, which all count as clutch. Quite frankly, when you're hitting home runs in the postseason, right, unless it's 10-0 Mets, that's a freaking clutch home run. Unfortunately, we didn't get that from Juan Soto in 2025. So let's begin the game. We'll mix in some highlights as well on the home runs that we think deserve a highlight. And so I would certainly think that the first home run Juan Soto ever hit as a Met deserves a highlight. Let me set up the situation. It was March 28th, opening day in Houston. Actually, let me correct myself. It was the second game of the season in Houston, March 28th. The Mets would win the game by a final score of 3-1, and Juan Soto would come up to the plate in the top of the third inning with the Mets leading 2-0.
Pitch. Swing and a high drive. Right field, toward the wall, gone! Off the facing of the second deck in right. Juan Soto's first home run as a New York Met. It is 3-0 New York in the top of the third. A Soto trot here in Houston, and what a moment. The first long ball in a Mets uniform amid the boos here in Houston.
Amid the boos, they'll never forget 2019. Up 2-0, top of the third inning, so you're looking at his second at-bat of the game. You're extending a close game, but relatively early. That is not a crap home run, but I also don't look at that as a clutch home run. That is the definition of a middle-of-the-pack, fine home run. Would you agree?
I'm just going to say that early stages of the game, my outlook is it's still early enough where you never know. You need all the runs you can get. You never know what's going to happen with this pitching staff at this moment in time. It's the third inning. I say it's still considered a clutch home run.
Oh, come on.
Why?
You're going to give every – you have become clutch soft over the last couple of years.
Listen, I have to give positives where I could take them.
Well, because it's just me and you, how do we break ties? I think we break the tie by I win. So it's going to be a middle
That's fine.
No, I've shown you over the course of the regular season that even when I came in with a, hey, I think this guy is the Rico, I'm the man now, star of the series, you have convinced me numerous times. So I am an open-minded man in terms of being convinced, but this one you're not going to convince me on. I'm not crapping on it. I'm not saying it's a bad home run, obviously. It's a 2-0 game in the third inning. You have no idea where the game is going to go, but I'm going to try to be rigid on clutch, middle of the road, and crap. That, to me, is a solid middle of the home run by Juan Soto.
Okay. I'll let it slide this first. It's the first home run. I'll let it slide.
All right. Let's see how things go. Let's go to his second home run, which, by the way, would occur 2.5 weeks later. So he was stuck on that one home run for a while. It was April 14th in Minnesota. a game the Mets would end up winning 5-1, and he was the guy who made it 5-1. It was a 3-1 game in the top of the seventh inning, so still a relatively close game, and Juan Soto came up and hit a two-run home run to make it 5-1. I'll let you go first. You want to call that clutch? I mean, this is clearly not a crap home run because a 3-1 game in the seventh inning is still close. Where do you fall on a two-run home run that made it 5-1?
So, again, it's in that save territory right there, right?
Yes. Like,
I mean, you're going to have a closer come into the game and save it at this point in time because the game's so close. So I would still consider it a clutch home run.
It's still middle of the road. I'm sorry. It is. Hold on. I want to be fair about this. Okay?
This is going to be – this is where you're going to chat GPT it?
No, even better. I'm going to look very quickly at the Alonso chart from last year because naturally it's going to be compared to the Pete Alonso, how many clutch, how many middle of the road, how many craps. I'm going to look at – I'm going to give you a similar situation and see how we rated it. By the way, it's tough to find one. Pete had such a year where it's
either all or nothing, right?
All right. You know what? I think you're going to win on this one. I think I got one that's sort of similar. Up 6-4, solo home run in the ninth makes it 7-4. And we called that a clutch home run for Pete Alonso.
Yeah. Of course. Kind of helps seal the deal a little bit, no?
Up 6 now. The funny thing is there aren't a lot of... All right, hold on. I think I got it. I got a better comparison.
Okay.
Up 5-2, two-run home run in the eighth inning to make it 7-2. We call that middle of the road.
What was the score?
5-2 in the eighth inning. Okay, this one's 3-1 in the seventh inning, so a little bit closer, one inning earlier. Home run to make it 7-2. This is a home run to make it 5-1. I think it shows you that's middle of the road.
The 7-2 one being middle of the road because, again, at that point in time, you're up 5-2. You're in that safe zone. You're just piling on at that point in time. You have now removed the closer from the safe situation. It's not as intense. I'm just saying, dude.
I disagree with you again. I think we're having a tough time differentiating between clutch and middle of the road.
Hey, let me tell you something. All you listeners, you best be on my side, and I'll give you a little thumbs up later on in life.
Okay. I already know that I'm going to get killed as you just out to get Soto, and you love Alonso. I'm trying to be fair on rating these home runs. I'm trying to be as fair as I can.
Listen, I'm not trying to not be fair, but I do have to just – I have a strict, criteria. I have a rigid program that I follow. So whatever.
Here's what we'll do now. I figured out the fairest way. Okay. I'm not bullying you into calling it middle. You're going to write down your opinion. I'm going to write down mine. And when this is all said and done, we'll compare the Juan Soto breakdown. So I'm calling it middle. You're calling it clutch, which means two home runs in. You have two clutch home runs. I have two middle of the pack home runs. Fair?
All right. That is very fair.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to home run number three. It was actually the next day. The Mets are trailing 2-1 in the top of the fourth inning, and Juan Soto hits a solo home run to tie the game up at 2-2 in the fourth. This is a game they would eventually lose 6-3. See, I call that one clutch because anytime, I don't care what inning it is, anytime you're hitting a home run to tie a game and you're trailing in that game, that's a clutch home run, solo or not. So that one will put him on the board for me as a clutch home run. How about you?
Yeah, so right now he's 3-0, baby.
Yeah, he's 3-3, baby.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, he's unbelievable.
Let's move on to his fourth home run. This would actually be the first home run he would hit at Citi Field. It came on May 1st against the Arizona Diamondbacks. They are down 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning, and he hits a solo home run. So it's a home run to get him on the board. They're still trailing by a run, but it's the bottom of the sixth inning. So that, to me, is another clutch home run because you're cutting the lead in half and you're giving yourself a chance to win. By the way, the Mets would lose this game 4-2.
Well, let's hear the call to hear how impactful this was. Hold on.
Let's go.
0-1. Swing on a high fly ball. Pretty well hit left center. It's got legs. It might go. It's gone.
Home run for Juan Soto. An opposite field home run into the Fiesta Deck in left center field for Soto. His fourth home run of the year. And the second time that he's taken Gallen deep in his career. The Mets are on the board and the Arizona lead is cut to 2-1.
Yeah,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I would call that a clutch home run, cutting the lead in half. And by the way, that would not be the end of his day, because he would come up a few innings later, down 3-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning, and hit another solo home run to cut the deficit to 1. And unfortunately, they lost 4-2. So they lost that game 4-2. Soto hit two solo home runs in that game. I know that I mocked him, if you will. And I don't even think it was mocking. It was more describing him accurately, that he hit a lot of solo home runs. And this is certainly an example of this. And so far, up to five home runs, four of them have been solo. But these two solo home runs against the Diamondbacks are obviously clutch, because he's doing everything he can to get this LD Met offense off the mat. Now, it sucks that there weren't guys on base. And would the results have been different if there were guys on base? Maybe, especially with the way he was struggling with guys on base. But two solo home runs to cut a deficit to one, both of them are clutch to me.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I mean, so far to me, the games have been too close for when the timing of these home runs, they're impactful. I'm sorry. So I would agree with you, especially like you said, like he was the only offense in this game. So yeah, clutch.
So that means we are five home runs in, and Pete is 5 for 5 on calling Juan Soto home runs clutch.
Just calling it like it is.
All right.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanses.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
Let's move on to May 7th. This is now in Arizona against the Diamondbacks. He comes up in a 0-0 game in the top of the sixth inning and hits a solo home run to give them a 1-0 lead. This is a game the Mets would go on and win 7-1. Clearly, that is clutch. You come up sixth inning. You're entering the late innings of this game. It's another solo home run, as he's clearly earning the nickname Juan Solo, but that is certainly a clutch one for me. So that's clutch number four on my end.
Yeah, so I'm seven already? That was the seventh of the season?
You're
six?
Losing count already. Actually, no, six. You're right. No, six. It's 6-6 for you.
Yeah, 6-6.
Wow. Later in this very game, Juan Soto would do it again. He would come up in a 3-0 game in the top of the eighth inning and hit a solo home run to make it 4-0. That is not a crap home run. We haven't gotten to a crap home run. Some call it the A-Rod, because A-Rod was known for doing that as a New York Yankee in the mid-2000s. So I would rate this one as a middle-of-the-pack home run, because a 3-0 game becoming a 4-0 game in the top of the eighth inning, like, sure, that matters, but I wouldn't label it as clutch. So I'll go back and give that one as a middle-of-the-pack home run, solo home run, making a 3-0 game, a 4-0 game in the top of the eighth inning.
Yeah, so I'm going to agree with you on that, because according to my calculations, it doesn't impact the game so much. Again, it impacts the game as far as you remove the closer from a safe situation, all these things that I like to kind of put in together. The stress is now taken off the pitching staff. So it actually, in that sense, I could make it a clutch home run, but I won't. I'm going to say it's a middle of the pack.
You're trying to make all of them clutch, which I respect. Let's move on to May 9th at home against the Chicago Cubs. Bottom of the fifth inning, or I should say bottom of the fourth inning, with a 5-1 lead. And he hits a solo home run that turns a 5-1 game into a 6-1 game. It is early enough in this game that it has some import, but that to me is a middle-of-the-pack home run. A solo shot turning a 5-1 game into a 6-1 game. They would eventually win the game by a final score of 7-2. How would you quantify that one?
See, I look at that as a crap home run.
That's a crap home run?
Yeah.
A fourth inning. How do you know what's going to happen?
I don't. But again, like the game is now getting out of hand. I don't know. I'm looking at that as like, you're right, it's not that late in the game, but still, in a situational, doesn't do anything for me.
All right. Well, guess what? Our next home run, his ninth, that was hit on May 31st, is literally the exact situation. Mets up 5-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. They are facing the Rockies instead of the Cubs. And he hits a solo home run to make it 6-1 as well. They would go on and win 8-2. The only reason, even though the situations are exactly the same, that I would be a closer to calling it crap was because they're facing the Rockies. And the opponent almost makes it like crappier, but I can't do that. That's against my honor, because a 5-1 game in the bottom of the fourth inning is still a baseball game. There's still way too much time left. So I'm going to call that a middle of the pack home run. Based on your criteria, you're giving him another crap job right here.
Yeah, 100%. So right now he is 7 clutch, 1 middle, and 2 craps.
Yeah, we're way off. This is good that we're doing two separate lists now, because I'm at 5 middle, 4 clutch, 0 crap. Soto has not hit an A-Rod yet. And I don't mean to make fun of A-Rod, but I remember in my early days being on WFAN, like my first show was July 17th, 2004. So let that sink in. My first show was in the first year of A-Rod. And so I got to experience as a talk show host everything about Alex Rodriguez as a Yankee. And one of the biggest and at times unfair critiques of him is that he would hit the home run up 10-1 and he'd pad his numbers and it would be completely meaningless. So I think from now on, instead of calling it a crap home run, or excuse my French, a sheet home run, we'll just call it the A-Rod. Is that fair? Can we do that?
He went full A-Rod. All right, I like that.
He went full A-Rod. All right, let's go to June 1st against the Colorado Rockies. The Mets are up 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Juan Soto hits a solo home run to make it 5-3. See, that one I'm going to go with clutch, even though you're facing the Rockies again and they stink. A 4-3 game, bottom of the eighth inning. I don't love having a one-run lead. As great as Edwin Diaz was this season, and I'd have to even look back to see if Edwin was available that day, because there were plenty of days where Mendy would not make him available. But making a two-run lead from a one-run lead, going into the ninth inning where anything can happen, that to me definitely qualifies as clutch. So even though Juan Soto is hitting nothing but solo home runs, which is painfully obvious right now, 9 of his first 10 are all solo, I would give this one a clutch designation. How about you?
I can't believe that he hit so many solo home runs to start the season. But yes, I agree. It is definitely a clutch home run. You know, the fact is, no matter what, any type of extending the lead a little bit in later innings, especially when it's a one-run game at that point in time, is a home run. He could have hit a grand slam and it would have been a clutch home run. Solo, two-run, three-run, it didn't make a difference. That is a clutch home run.
So 9 of his first 10 home runs are solo home runs, and yet still doing pretty good on our clutch chart. Like, not too bad. Let's get a non-solo home run, because it actually would happen on June 3rd in LA against the Dodgers. The Mets are trailing 4-1 in the top of the third inning, and he hits a two-run home run that makes a 4-1 game, a 4-3 game. The Mets would eventually lose this game in extra innings. It's early, but that's clutch. Especially, again, I almost put the opponent and where they're playing as a little bit of a factor here. They're not at home against the Rockies. They're in LA against the Dodgers at the time, early June. We're all thinking this could be a playoff preview, NLCS rematch, but also a preview. So to cut a 4-1 deficit, and for some reason, I think they faced Yamamoto that day, but I'd have to double check that one. 2-run home run to get him back in the game, a game they would eventually tie. I'd call that an early inning clutch home run. And I think we were all just so stunned that he hit a home run with a guy on base.
Yeah. No, I think you nailed it. That is the definition of a clutch home run. You cut, again, it's early, so you feel like, oh, well, you never know what's going to happen in the game, like you said. But whenever you have a deficit and you make it that close, make it within a run, you got to give it a clutch.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because it leads right into our next home run, in which the Mets are trailing 3-1 on June 10th against the Nationals in the bottom of the third inning, and Soto hits a solo home run to make it 3-2. So they're trailing. He hits a solo shot. They're within a run. This is a game eventually the Mets would win 5-4. This is where we're going to differentiate. That's a middle-of-the-pack home run. I mean, glad he hit it. I'm glad he cut it to one. It's still early in this game. It's the bottom of the third inning. It's a middle-of-the-pack home run for Juan Soto.
We last year had a different conversation, I think. Like we had with Pete Alonso, I feel like we had a completely different view and conversation on these things. I feel like we were, I don't want to say kissing Pete Alonso's ass a little bit more, but I feel like we were much more optimistic. Maybe it's because they made the playoffs. But I swear to God, like I think we would have given that to Pete Alonso. I know it's a third inning, but you know, you're down. He's putting you back in the game. Like this game, the way the Mets played this year, things can go sour real quick.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to find. All right, I got one for you. I'm gonna find common ground. I'm gonna give you a random Pete Alonso home run. Okay. It's very similar to the ones we've given with Juan, and then I'll tell you what our designation was. Up 2-0, solo home run in the fourth inning. What would we call that?
I said clutch.
Yeah, middle of the pack. That's what we labeled it as. The other thing is, believe it or not, a lot of these home runs are different because the Mets were winning most of the games where Pete would hit home runs. Like, I'm trying to find comps to what we just said. Like, down 3-1 in the third inning, Juan hits a home run. I'm looking for that in the Pete Alonso chart, and there just isn't a lot of them. All right, how about this? Down 4-0 in the fifth inning, hits a solo home run to make it 4-1. How do you think we rated that? Actually, how would you rate a home run like that? And then I'll tell you what we rated it.
It's probably middle of the pack.
No, we called it crap. We called it A-Rod. Look, the tone obviously is very different because we are not happy. I don't think I'm viewing or you're viewing Juan Soto and Pete Alonso any differently. We're trying to look at the situation and be fair about how we rate the home run. So it's tricky. It's tricky. I'm sure a lot of people listening are like, I disagree with that. I disagree with that. That's why you can play this game at home. We're giving you the situation. You decide. You chart it out yourself. If you just realize that you should do that, rewind the podcast. Start it right from the beginning and start rating it yourself. Anyhow, I call it middle of the pack. Let's get to home run number 13. This is June 11th against the Nationals. Up 1-0, bottom of the third inning, 2-run home run to turn a 1-0 game into a 3-0 game. How do you rate that?
It's got a clutch home run. I mean, what are we doing here? Now it's a crap home run. Middle of the pack. It's a clutch home run. You've now extended the lead. You made it 3-0. I mean, maybe I've just completely changed my views on home runs and how valuable they are. Here's the bigger thing too. If I'm correct, last year, Pete Alonso's home runs weren't mostly solo. So there's a lot of solo shots here, especially when someone's on base. I'm giving Juan Soto, I'm giving you a two-run shot. Let's go. That's a clutch home run.
The reason I'm actually going to agree with you and call that one clutch as well is because it is a two-run home run. And turning a 1-0 game into a 3-0 game feels just more significant. So even though in some of these scenarios I'm going middle of the pack, I'll give you clutch here because it feels like the game changes a lot more when you're hitting a two-run home run in that spot. Anyhow, let's get to a home run he hit on June 17th in Atlanta against the Braves. 0-0 game, top of the first inning, solo home run to give him an early lead. What I won't forget about that home run, the Mets were in the midst of their losing, the early moments of their losing, actually, after the Tampa Bay series. And Soto hit that home run, and I think most of our reaction was, wow, what a tone setter. Here's Juan Soto as a Met in the House of Horrors, basically calming us all down and saying, no worries, I got you. And unfortunately, it did not turn out to be a tone setter because the Mets blew that game. That was a game they had a lead, and they blew the game, I think, in the eighth inning. So I thought that was really, really clutch. Like, I'm actually putting a really in front of it because in the moment, I think every one of us thought, what an absolute tone setter for this series against Atlanta. It unfortunately didn't work out, but in the moment, it certainly felt that way. So I assume you're going to give that a clutch designation as well.
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's go to June 21st in Philadelphia. This is the game that would snap the Mets losing streak. It's a 3-3 game in the top of the third inning, and he actually hit the third end of a back-to-back-to-back that made it a 4-3 game. So that, to me, definitely is clutch because the Mets are unloading. They're hitting a bunch of home runs. It actually run away with this game and win it by a final score of 11-4. But he comes up in a tie game, gives them the lead, that's obvious, and puts the hammer down on a back-to-back-to-back situation against Philadelphia.
Yeah, dude, I mean, this is the clutchest guy I've ever seen in my life. Every home run is a clutch home run. And I'm not even joking. No, because whatever, we'll break it down at the end. But, I mean, yeah, clutch.
All right. Let's go to June 21st. That's the same game. He hit a solo home run up 4-3 in the top of the fifth inning. So he hits the solo home run to put him up 4-3. Then he hits a solo home run to make it 5-3. I'm going to give that a clutch designation as well because they were so desperate to win this game. Look, they end up winning 11-4. We don't know that at the time, but I think that this was such an important game. This was actually the game they played right after we interviewed Mendy on the Rico live from Fanatics Fest. So I'll give that one a clutch designation as well.
Would you give Jared Jung a clutch home run too for that or no?
Say it one more time.
Was it Jared Jung? Who was the...
Who hit what? What did he hit?
Didn't he hit a home run that day too?
All right, here we go. Scorebook's coming out. You really want this. What's the date we're looking at? June 21st, all right.
Yeah. But didn't you bust his chops on that and he went out and hit a home run?
You're right. You're right. It was the same day. Let me get a firm answer on this one. June 21st.
And I will just say, Young's wasn't because I think it was like 9-3 or 10-3 at that point in time.
That is a very good call. You're right about that. He hit a home run in the eighth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thinning, and at that point it was 7-4, so it was, you know what, that's not terrible. Actually, it was 7-4, but yes, I'm looking at the scorecard from that day. They hit back-to-back home runs in the third inning. At that point they were trailing 3-1. The home runs came from Lindor, Nimmo, and Soto. Soto hit that solo jack a little bit later, and then actually had a two-run single in that eighth inning a little bit later on that really broke the game open. But yes, you want to know the other guys that hit home runs that day?
Yes, please.
We have Nimmo hit 2, Lindor hit 1, Jared Young hit 1, and Francisco Alvarez hit the final home run that made it 11-4. So
I would say that's not clutch, and that's actually that's an A-Rod.
That's an A-Rod. There you go. All right, let's jump a few days. At home, Citi Field, June 23rd against Atlanta. They're down 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning, and Juan Soto hits a two-run home run to make it 3-2. That's also the game where he hits the two-run home run to make it 3-2, and then comes up a few innings later with a chance to be the hero against a left-handed reliever, and he struck out. And so it was one of those failed moments for Soto to have a Soto moment, even though he sort of did a few innings earlier, making it a game. Definitely a clutch home run. You're down 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. You hit a two-run home run. All of a sudden, it's a brand new game. Little did we know that a few innings later, we'd be mad at him because he came up in that big spot. But that, to me, definitely qualifies as a clutch home run.
Yeah, what I'm realizing is that Juan Soto had a hell of a season, but he was up a lot in situations that we really wanted him to be big. And those situations, he didn't come through, yet he came through in spots where it was like, oh, that's nice. We just wish he was up in we wish he had that bigger hit earlier on or later in the game.
You're already making declarations. We're only halfway through. We have more time. Let's go to 2 days later, June 25th against Atlanta. 1-1 bottom of the fourth inning. Solo home run to give him a 2-1 lead. It's a game they would eventually win 7-3. It's a game-winning home run, so I call a clutch. Bottom of the fourth inning gives you the lead. You hold on, absolutely.
Yeah. What if I said middle of the pack?
Then I'd be confused by you.
Yeah, I'd be lying. So, yeah, no, that's a clutch home run.
I think we may have our first A-Rod. That same game, up 6-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Solo home run makes it 7-1. I got to do it for the first time. We used to call it a crap home run. I'm going to now label it an A-bomb by Soto.
The holidays have arrived at the Home Depot, and we're here to help bring the excitement with decor for every part of your home. Check out our wide assortment of easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees so you can spend less time setting up and more time celebrating. And bring your holiday spirit outdoors with unique decor like one of our Santa inflatables. Whatever your style, find the right pieces at the right prices this holiday season at the Home Depot.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Do you think he'd like that title? Do you think that he'd appreciate us like recognizing him?
He would not like that title. And I don't even think the title is fair. I'm only labeling it that way because it was such a topic on this on WFAN. I mean, I can't tell you how many times, especially when I was doing the overnight in 04 and 05 and 06, where I'd get, it's a typical A-Rod home run. The game is over. And sometimes it's true, but what I would always explain, people didn't want to hear this. He's up at the plate trying to get a hit no matter what the score is. So I'm not going to hold it against him that he got a hit with a big lead. What is he supposed to do? Not try? I think where it's frustrating is if the guy doesn't come through with clutch hits. And certainly at times A-Rod ran into that problem.
Yeah. So, well, I will just agree with you on that is an A-Rod type of hit.
There you go. Let's go to June 27th in Pittsburgh. Down 4-0 in the top of the fourth inning, a solo home run to make it 4-1. It's the only run they'd score. They'd lose 9-1. Obviously, that horrible weekend in Pittsburgh. I'm not calling that an A-Rod because 4-0 game, top of the fourth inning. We're still hoping they would come back. That to me is a middle of the pack home run. That's how I would rate that one.
Yes, considering it was a solo home run at that point in time, and they're so flat that series, I would say that's a middle.
So keep this in mind, 16 of his first 20 home runs are solo home runs, and the other four are all two-run home runs. So 0 3-run bombs, 0 grand slams. And yes, as we are halfway or almost halfway to his grand total, it is clear that even though he was mostly hitting solo home runs, they are not meaningless. We have not had a lot of meaningless Juan Solos, if you will. Let's go to July 4th against the New York Yankees. Down 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning. He hits a 2-run home run to tie it. That turned out to be the Jeff McNeil game. They won 6-5 against his former team. Subway Series, 2-0 deficit quickly erased. That is a clear-cut first-inning clutch job by Juan Soto.
Yeah, there's nothing to say. That's a clutch home run.
Let's go to July 11th, my birthday, against the Kansas City Royals. They're up 7-3. In the top of the ninth inning, he hits the second of a back-to-back. Lindor goes first. Soto goes after. He makes the game 8-3. That turned out to be the final score. Yeah, sorry, Juan. That's an A-Rod.
I'm going to agree with you on that. There's no doubt about it.
Following day, July 12th, 0-0 game, top of the fourth. Two-run home run makes it 2-0. It turns out to be the game winner because they would win the game 3-1. That's a clutch home run.
Yeah, no doubt. You know my criteria. That is totally a clutch home run.
See, and now that we have our criteria down, we fly right through. It's nice and easy. Let's come out of the All-Star break. July 18th against Cincinnati. 0-0 game, bottom of the first inning. Hits a solo home run to make it 1-0. The problem is they would lose 8-4. I am not going to penalize him because the rest of the team stunk. that's a clutch home run. I mean, anytime, and I said this at the top of the pod, anytime you hit a home run in the first inning, even if it doesn't successfully set the tone, you're trying to set the tone. So it turns out to not be clutch, but I certainly thought in the moment, that's a clutch home run. Bottom of the first inning, the place is rocking. Big game against Cincinnati. God knows if they win that game, we're in the playoffs, and maybe we're not doing this podcast right now. Maybe we're previewing Mets Blue Jays World Series. Probably not. But I give that a clutch designation.
I concur, my friend. We are on a roll right now, baby.
Let's get to home run number 25. This one is so clutch, we even have the clip. The Mets are trailing 3-2. It's the top of the seventh inning. And Juan Soto comes to the plate with a chance to tie the game.
Swung on and crushed the opposite way to left. Ramos going back. Warning track wall. Out of room and gone. Three rows deep and left. Opposite field. Go ahead. Solo shot for Juan Soto.
Oh, go ahead shot. Oh, I must have screwed that one up. Sorry about that.
I can't believe you.
Yeah, I've been so, which makes me question. I hope I wrote everything down correctly. Either way, clutch home run for Juan Soto on that day in San Francisco. That was the moment we thought everything was okay because the Mets were in the midst of that long winning streak. Remember, they swept the Angels. They swept San Francisco. And here's Juan Soto hitting a big home run. August 6th. You're calling that clutch, too. I don't mean to jump on you, but I assume you were going to agree with a game-winning home run as being clutch.
Yes, 100%.
August 6th. This is a tricky one. I'm telling you right now, this is a tricky one. August 6th. The Mets are trailing 4-0 in the bottom of the ninth inning with one out and nobody on. He hits a solo home run off of Gavin Williams, but it breaks up a no-hitter. So, yeah, down 4-0 with one out and nobody on in the ninth inning, it feels like it's over. I wouldn't call that an A-Rod because you are at least within striking distance. But there's a part of me that wants to call it clutch only because do you really want to get no-hit by Gavin Williams? I was in the building for this game. It was a Wednesday afternoon. We didn't have a show that day because I think the Yankees were playing a day game as well. So I took my youngest son, Spence. And as Gavin Williams is throwing this no-hitter, I'm thinking, oh, am I really taking my freaking four-year-old at the time to see a no-hitter? So I'm very conflicted about this because normally 4-0, who, whatever. But it did break up a no-hitter, Hoff. Where do you fall on this?
Well, let's hear the call first. Maybe that'll change your mind.
Here we go. 4-0 the count. Williams deals. Fastball hit high in the air to deep center. Back goes Martinez onto the track. At the wall, he jumps. He can't get it. It's off the wall. Remains in play or might be a home run. There's no space back there above the orange stripe, so it might have simply hit the black above the stripe, and that's the ruling on the field. A home run for Soto, which ends the no-hit bid with one out in the ninth inning. Gavin Williams allows Soto's 26th home run of the year. And the Guardians' lead is cut to 4-1.
Yeah, after hearing it and digesting it, I can't go clutch. I'm going to go middle of the pack.
Unfortunately, I'm going to go crap. I know it's a no-hitter. He's breaking up there. But let me tell you something. It means absolutely nothing at that point in time. Great, they didn't get no hit. Whoop-de-doo. A single would have done the same thing.
Yeah, but I don't think you're being fair to the fact that in a 4-0 game, it's over, but it's not over. If they're losing 8-0, you're right. But at 4-0, all of a sudden, it's a 4-1 game. You may get to their closer. You put a couple of guys on base. The tying runs at the plate. So forget the no-hitter for a second. I don't think you're being fair to the spirit of a 4-0 game in the ninth inning.
How many outs were there? There were two outs, right?
There was one out. There was one out in the ninth inning.
Still not going to change my mind.
Fair enough.
I'm not sitting there.
Fair enough.
I'm not happy about it.
August 8th in Milwaukee. That was the Friday night in Milwaukee. He hits a solo home run in the top of the first inning to give them a 1-0 lead. I think we are all very consistent that that is a clutch home run. Unfortunately, the Mets would lose 3-2 on the outfield assist. That was the outfield assist game for those there.
That was Starling Marte's slow ass.
Yeah, that had an instant reaction, Rico. If you want to go back and listen to that pain. Let's go to the very next day, August 9th. Tie game at 3. Juan Soto hits a solo home run that gives the Mets a 4-3 lead in the fifth. they would lose 7-4. So he did give them the lead. Not his fault the bullpen blew it. That's a clutch home run for me as well.
Yeah, that's clutch.
Let us go to August 13th at home against the Braves. They're up 3-0 in the second, and he hits a two-run home run to make it 5-0. But wait for it, okay? A two-run home run that makes it 5-0. The Mets would lose the game 11-6. So, if your initial reaction is crap home run, no, because it clearly wasn't enough. It's weird because of what ended up happening. I was at that game. That was a weird one where they had the big lead and then they just blew it completely. It was a disaster. I would call that a middle of the pack home run because at the moment you really don't know what that game is going. You're assuming it's going to go into an easy Met victory. It turns into the opposite. So I think the only designation for a home run like that, especially not knowing what would happen next, is middle of the pack.
Yeah, I thought it was the middle of the pack as well. Now, who was the starting pitcher for the Braves that day? I feel like it was somebody. It
was Carlos Cookie Carrasco.
Yes. That's why I feel like we should have had like 5 runs in the first inning and another 5 in the second inning. So, yeah, that was a crap day, but a middle of the pack home run.
Let's go to August 15th at home against Seattle. They're up 5-4. He hits a solo home run to make it 6-4 in the fourth inning. It was a back-to-back with Francisco Lindor. The Mets would lose the game 11-9. That was a bullpen implosion. Ryan Helsley and Brooks Raley had a lot to do with that. You know, in the moment, home run, especially because of all the offense that was being scored in that game, that was a game. It's funny with these games. I always tell my wife this. It brings back memories of our life, which is kind of why I wrote my Mets Bible, where it's Met games, but it also reminds me of things that were going on. That was the night me and my family were driving to North Carolina. So one of the rare games I didn't score. And I was debating, do I DVR it and watch it at 4 o'clock in the morning when I get to North Carolina, or do I just simply listen to the game? And I did. I listened to the game. So one of the rare nights where I consumed it live, I didn't score it, but I remember so many details. I remember going down early. I think Sean Manaea was on the mound. The offense responded. You hear an example of this. And then the bullpen completely imploded. I'm going to call that a middle of the pack home run. How about you?
I think it's a clutch.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being consistent. I think that was clearly clutch. Unfortunately, the rest of the team was crap.
We may have an A-Rod on our hands on August 19th in Washington. The Mets are up 6-0. He hits a solo home run to make it 7-0. They would win the game 8-1. A-Rod.
Yeah, that's the definition right there.
We may have more because a few days later in Atlanta, up 7-2 in the seventh, he hits a two-run home run to make it 9-2. Do we have ourselves back-to-back A-Rods, Hoff?
I would say 100% that's an A-Rod.
All right. A-Rods, if you're just tuning into this, Rico, maybe you skipped the early part. Those are the crap home runs, the meaningless home runs. No offense to Alex. It was more something that was said about him. Let's go to August 29th against the Miami Marlins, 0-0, bottom of the first. Two-run home run. He's on a little bit of a two-run home run barrage here. Makes it 2-0. Mets would go on and win this game 19-9. Sets the tone for the game. I'm going clutch.
Yeah, I think he set the tone for sure. And then it went up 19-9. They end up winning. That's great. Yeah, that's a clutch home run. Yeah.
Let us go to August 30th. Now, he's going to hit two home runs on August 30th. Let's go to the first one. The first one is they're down 8-5 in the fourth. He hits a solo home run to make it 8-6. This is like borderline between clutch and middle of the pack, only because I'm watching this game live, and this was the David Peterson implosion game, as we may all remember, the beginning of the end of David Peterson's Met season. They were getting crushed, and that home run was like, all right, we're in the game. Now we're in the game. So it's borderlining between middle of the pack and clutch, but I'm going to give them the clutch designation because they're fighting back. You know, this was a game that felt over. I think it was 8-2, if I'm not mistaken. Like, it felt over, and he hits the solo home run to make it 8-6. So I'm going to go clutch on that one. And then we've got another home run from that game. But real quick, how you want to go with that?
I'm going clutch.
Yeah, so far we have not had me calling it clutch and you calling it middle of the pack at all. It's been the other way around. Let's get to this one. And this was worthy of listening to again. 8-6, they're now trailing. Bottom of the sixth. And here comes Juan Soto with a man on base and a chance to tie the game.
First pitch to Soto is drilled. Deep right center field. Wiemer back onto the track at the wall. Jumps. Gone! Juan Soto deep to right. The Mets have homered for a third time today. They make it a two-run game as the Miami lead is down to 8-6.
No, that's the wrong one. My bad.
That is the wrong one. I don't have the right one.
It's okay. It's okay. I was about to rip Keith Rad and say, boy, you didn't really
you didn't sell that, did you?
You didn't sell it that well. it's a different home run. It's okay.
I'm gonna give a shout out to somebody right here and he's gonna love it. That's Paul Rosenberg's fault.
Oh, Rosie pulled the wrong home run.
Yeah, I asked him to do me a favor because I forgot to do it yesterday. And so we're going to blame it on him. He's always looking for a shout-out whenever possible. Here you go, Paul Rosenberg. Thanks for screwing that one up, bud.
It's okay. That home run that he hit, the two-run home run that made it 8-8, that felt like a Soto moment. You know, we spent so much of the season waiting for it. That would have really been an incredible victory in August 30th, and obviously would have changed the way this season ended because of the fight of coming back. And Soto hitting a game-tying two-run home run. Unfortunately, that was the last of the offense. And they ended up losing the game 11-8. But that had a chance to be kind of like one of those epic victories. But didn't work out that way. Let's go a few days later, September 1st in Detroit. They're trailing 3-2 in the fourth inning. And Juan Soto comes up with the bases full. Hey, Juan, what are you going to do with the bases loaded?
1-2 pitch. Swing and a high fly ball hit pretty deep right center field. Perez going back to the wall. Gone! Grand slam, Juan Soto. His first as a New York Met comes in a massive spot.
Yeah, it was a massive spot. And the Mets would go on and hold on, win that game 10-8. It was his first home run that wasn't a solo or two-run shot. It's a grand slam, and luckily it was a grand slam that felt like it happened in an important moment. It wasn't up 10-2, making it 14-2. So that's an obvious, to me, clutch home run by Juan Soto. The next day, September 2nd, up 6-2 in the seventh inning. He goes back to his solo ways and makes it 7-2. That is borderline. Like, I don't want to call that an A-Rod because it's still like, it's not a nine-run game. It's not the ninth inning. That is on the edge of middle of the pack to A-Rod, but I'm going to be nice and call that a middle of the pack home run.
Yeah, I agree with you on that because, again, it's like it is late in the game. It does change some things. Again, I said this earlier in I think, a different home run where I think a very similar situation happened, but it was still too early in the game. But, like, the fact that you don't, You're basically saying we're going to take away our closer from this game with this solo home run to make it a four-run lead. It's kind of meaningful to the bullpen, not so much to the offensive part of the game because it's already out of hand, I guess. But so it's like a middle of the pack. I agree.
Let's go to September 7th in Cincinnati against the Reds. This is the finale of that Red Series. They're down 3-1 in the ninth inning, and Soto hits a solo home run to make it 3-2. Clutch. Middle of the pack. How do you rule that one off?
You know me, I'm going to go clutch on that because obviously the next batter could do the same thing and tie it up.
I'm going back to the Pete Alonso one from last year. His first home run he hit was a solo home run down 7-5 with one out in the ninth inning, and we called it middle of the pack. So if we call that middle of the pack, I'm going to have to call this one middle of the pack because same situation. So that's
okay.
Just me. Now we got a few more left. Let's go to September 10th in Philadelphia. Down 9-1 in the eighth inning, he hits a solo home run to make it 11-3, his 39th home run of the season.
Yeah, that's an A-Rod.
That is an A-Rod. Let's go to September 13th against Texas. Up 1-0 in the seventh inning. Hits a solo home run to make it 2-0. The Mets would lose the game 3-2. That's a clutch home run. Unfortunately, the Met bullpen couldn't hold on, but that is certainly a clutch home run.
Definitely a clutch home run.
September 17th at home against the Padres, down 6-2 in the fifth, hits a solo home run to make it 6-3. That's middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack. I agree.
All right. September 19th against the Nationals, up 5-4 in the fourth inning, hits a three-run home run to break the game open and make it 8-4. I go clutch on that. That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Then finally, home run number 43, maybe the most forgettable home run of the year, down 10-2 in the eighth inning, hits a solo home run to make it 10-3.
That is an A-Rod.
That's an A-Rod. Okay. And that completes it. So now you got to tally it up and let's see how we break this one down. All right.
All right. I have my tallies ready. So you let me know how you want to do this. You want me to reveal mine first or yours first?
Well, I've got to count mine. So can you do me a favor and talk for 30 seconds while I try?
Oh, I would love to. Okay. And I'm going to do a reveal for myself as we do this. Because, listen, what I've noticed in this little exercise is that every time we go through the Mets season, it gets me more and more aggravated. And I want to, like, punch a wall. But the reality is Juan Soto had a better season with the Mets than we gave him credit for. And again, at the end of the day, we're sitting here talking about him as maybe an MVP candidate because his numbers were so good. But we sit there and always criticize him and say, oh, it wasn't a great season. That's not all his fault. If the Mets as a whole didn't have a great season. He had a great season, and I'll show you why. Pete Hoffman's totals here, 28 clutch home runs, 5 middle packs, and 10 A-Rods.
Wow.
Okay? That's 28 clutch home runs. And Pete Alonso last year had, what, 17?
Yeah, we had 18. But to be fair, we need a percentage because Soto did hit more home runs.
Right.
Okay. So 18 of 34 home runs means 53% of Pete Alonso's home runs were classified as clutch. Okay?
Okay.
How many did you have for Juan Soto in terms of clutch?
28.
So that means you have 65% of his home runs as being clutch. That's you, okay? On my end, I've got 6 A-Rods, 13 middle of the packs, and 24 clutch home runs.
So 6 A-Rods. How many middle packs?
13.
And then 20. How many clutch?
24.
24. Not that far off, actually. Okay.
So for me, I've got Juan Soto hitting 56% of his home runs as clutch. For Alonso, I had 53%. So I do have Juan Soto having a more clutch year than Pete. Now, in fairness, we didn't love Pete Alonso's year last year. It's not like we were waxing poetic about it. We were just trying to be fair about it by going through his home runs to see, hey, was the stereotype true that it wasn't impactful? Here's the conclusion I've come up with, and I think it's as fair, and it's what you were alluding to halfway through. His home runs were not the problem. Like, that is a good amount of important home runs, and it wasn't a crazy amount of tack-ons. I mean, I only had 6 A-Rods. How many A-Rods did you have? I felt like you had a few more.
I had 10.
Yeah, 10. There
were there's a couple that I said that were early that were crap, and you were like, they were middle, so that's where we differed.
So, to me, only giving him 6, that's like 10%. Like so his home runs were mostly clutch, even if a lot of them were solo. I think what happened, unfortunately, is that because this team as a whole missed the big hit a lot this season, which is a part of the 0-70 that we talked about on those two-part episodes, that a lot of his moments felt empty because there were a lot of moments where he didn't come through. You know, we mentioned that Atlanta game where he hit the two-run home run to make it 3-2. It's only a game because of Soto's home run, but then he comes up a few innings later against Dylan Lee, and he's striking out. So I think that the perception of Juan is really the perception of the entire team, which is that they just didn't have enough of those big hits. But overall, I mean, you look at these 43 home runs, which is a great number, a career high, which I'm not sure a lot of us expected that he was going to get this season. They were mostly clutch. I mean, that's the one thing that we both check out on. Even if you give him more clutch home runs than I do, They're over 50%. More than half of his home runs, even if they were, a lot of them were solo, really felt like important home runs.
Right. And I think the other thing is that the fact that they were solo home runs and they didn't make it, there were other moments. Like if we go back to other moments of how many times he had bases loaded or how many times he had runners in scoring position and he didn't get a home run, that I think was the more disappointing aspect of it. But he did come through in decent spots and we just never wanted to really give him that credit.
How did you rate this, guys at home, gals at home? Maybe you gave him a few more clutch home runs than we did, or maybe we were too nice and you don't like giving solo home runs in the first inning as clutch home runs. That's up to you. You can email us, thericob@gmail.com, thericob@gmail.com. We are efforting to do at least once a week mailbags, probably live on Friday night, posted for you late Friday night, early Saturday morning, wherever you download your podcasts. So interact, and we will certainly hear from you, thericob@gmail.com. Coming up this week, because we have done enough reflecting. I am done reflecting, okay? We've looked a lot at what happened specifically in 2025. Now it's time to look ahead. So we are beginning a new series, a couple of part episode, called Replacing. Pete Alonso is a significant free agent. We may all want him back, but what are the options on replacing Pete Alonso? That's coming up this week on the Rico Bronya. Also, replacing Edwin Diaz. Again, not our preference, but what does it look like? What does replacing Pete Alonso look like? What does replacing Edwin Diaz look like? We focus on those things coming up this week on the Rico Bronya. We appreciate you listening and downloading. Remember to subscribe to the Rico Bronya so you never miss an episode, whether it's the Odyssey app, Spotify, iTunes, wherever. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss an episode. We try to give you Ricos every couple of days. Thank you very much for listening to another edition of Rico Bronya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. for baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.